Hey everyone, welcome to another Your Daily at yourdaily.blogspot.com, which is a website that I find interesting things throughout the week, and then Dexter and I get together and talk about them. Yep. How about that, huh?
Sup, fools?
Yes, fools indeed. What is up? So this week, let's see, I didn't have much this week because I started a new job. So I've got some things that I found, as I start to get more into the swing of things, we'll get back on track. But I did find some things. And the first one is one that we found while we were at an article I found at the bookstore.
Oh, I remember Saxo when I was reading Watchmen.
Yes. We were at the bookstore, and I saw an article on this new thing that's a cross-platform music server for your home network. And it's called Saxo. Really dumb name, but it's a pretty cool concept. Saxo, the personal music server, it's free open source personal music server for everyone. It's designed to be as simple as possible so that anyone with a mouse and some MP3s can get their friends listening to their music across the internet in seconds. So you go here, you click on the link, which is at saxo.pu-gh.com. Yeah, I know. It's a strange link. But
URL.
You just download the thing. It works on Windows, Mac, and Linux. And you download it, you run it, and then you just tell it where your music is. And it's like your own little music server. Now, you do have to remember, if you're doing it off of your computer, there's only so much bandwidth, so you can't go sharing it with everyone and then have tons of people, because it'll bog down your bandwidth and your computer will slow down. But it's a good thing to share, like, with the family and stuff. So I'm trying to set mine up right now, but for some reason I can't get the Java working, because it tries to run the Java file that's in it, because it runs off of Java. And it tries to run it, and then it goes, that file won't run. And I'm like, ugh. So it seems neat in theory. I don't know what's up with it. There's got to be something, like, I don't have the right version of Java installed. So, but I haven't had a chance to mess with it since then. That was on, like, I don't know, Sunday or Monday that I posted that. So anyway, Saxo, your own personal music server.
Yeah, man.
Now,
speaking of that,
is this going to be a segue? What are you doing?
It's something that has to do with your computer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the next link is Picasa, not just for photos anymore. So I like the Picasa application, especially the new beta version that they have out. But now Picasa also has the ability to manage, edit, and, do limited effects to movies that you have. So it says Picasa 3 can help you easily manage all that video footage just like it does for your photos. So you can organize, edit, and share your favorite movies. Videos appear right alongside photos in your library, and when you double-click any video, you'll enter the edit room, in quotes. Which gives you playback controls and some straightforward editing features. Like you can clip a video or fade in, fade out. Just basic stuff, kind of like, I don't know. But it helps you organize them so you know where they are.
I have a random question.
Okay.
That I don't know why I never realized in the 13 years of my life I've lived here. Or I guess not 13, but my life. Why do you have a map of Manhattan posted onto the...
Oh, that's right next to you. That pillar. Was your Uncle Mike went to New York. I can't remember why he went there. It was a while ago, but he was going around Manhattan, and it was when he was still staying with us, and when he came back, he had a map of Manhattan that he had, because he was like, this is the map that I was using looking around Manhattan. So that's why that's there. I never even noticed that. But yeah, he's talking about there's a miniature, like, tourist map around Manhattan, and Mike has it only that piece ripped out because he didn't want to look like a tourist, but he still needed to find out where he was going. So he ripped out the piece of the section that he was actually at, and then folded it up real small so he could open it real quick and then put it away because he didn't want to look like a tourist, even though he was one.
LOL.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
so your segue today is just going to be speaking of.
Yep,
and even though it has nothing to do with anything.
I'll try to think of some way to do it.
This is one that I missed around Halloween, and it's got Grant Bochoco.
There was a T in the word tourist, and there's a T in the word podcast.
Whatever. Anyway, he also does the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, but there's a new video that I missed around Halloween where he does the Jim Henson podcast, and it's a video podcast. It's on their site. I couldn't get the embedded player on our site, but this one, I linked to it here for it's him talking to the puppet janitor, talking about the haunted stories about things that happen on the Henson lot while they're there. What?
I'm moving.
Yeah, what's wrong? You seem kind of...
No, I keep doing this weird position, and it's comfy.
But it's making you make noises like you're not comfy.
No, I just... as I moved, I was like... Argh. I want to listen to that one, to that podcast.
I know, but it's like 11 minutes and 58 seconds long, as it says there. But it's pretty funny. It's got things on it. I mean, we can look at it afterwards. But it's got stuff on it. The janitor's just really funny. He'll say things like, and there was no one there. No one there. I don't know. It's pretty funny. And that's over at henson.com/podcast. You can click on the link on our site as well, but it's pretty funny. In other MP3 file news, there's a site out there where called Boom P3 or Boo MP3, however you want to do it. It's BOOMP3, so it's Boo MP3.
It's like Boo MP3.
Yeah, exactly. But that's over at, where is that at? BooMP3.com. And it's a site where you have unlimited audio uploads, and it gives you a streaming flash player to post it. And I added a comment. I'm curious to see how long this lasts, but it's pretty cool while it does. There are a couple of sites that use it already. You upload as many or as large MP3 files as you want, and it doesn't give you a download link. It just gives you a flash player and then gives you the embed code to put on your site, so you can just upload and put players on your site for things if you'd like to.
So,
or if there's like albums that you have that you want to share with other people.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's cool, but like I said, who knows how long that'll last, because... I think the whole fact that you can't download it is the reason why it's doing okay for right now. So, but we'll see what happens. So the last story
speaking
for the day.
Speaking of that.
Oh my God, speaking of that.
Of things that have noise that you can hear, there's going to be a video here.
Yeah, have you seen the commercials for the Little Big Planet video game that's coming out on PS3?
Mm-mm.
No? Oh, well, that's what this is. It's basically, you can create, it says Little Big Planet, the game which was released last week. What is Spike doing?
He's eating
monster. Our dog is making noise over there, and he's just, like, looking around.
Because he's killing a monster.
It's really weird. I wonder if he's chasing a bug. Okay.
I think he is.
But still, okay, what do we got going on here? All right, Little Big Planet, the game which was released last week, allows users to create their own levels, so naturally there's a slew of awesome retro games being reimagined on the Little Big Planet universe. The one I have a video for here is an example of the old video game Defender. And the way it's set up, because, okay, it's set up to look like it's like little styrofoam like puppets that you create, but it's CGI.
Whoa.
You're just reacting because I finally turned and looked at you and you were goofing around. It's CGI, but it's made to look like it's little like toys that you're playing with. So it's really weird because it reacts. It I don't know. It just reminds me of a Pixar film.
So it's like you're just in your room playing with your toys and you.
No. Like this thing right here. Let me see if I can get any of it to play.
Spike's got something in his mouth, I think.
Does
probably
he?
Probably eating a bug.
Okay, let's see if I can get this to play, though.
No, he doesn't have anything in his mouth.
Okay, so see, it's got like a little guy running up there, and he's going up to the little defender thing. So it's like that. That's the Little Big Planet guy, and you're going in like a Lego thing. And then the next part is them creating the game, where it's like the actual game. Okay, now see, it's showing that it's loading again. And then these things are actually made to look like they're just hanging, like keychains, and he's shooting at them with little styrofoam things. And, you know, see, they look like little styrofoam, like, toys that you're playing with. But it's actually CGI animation, but it's made to look like you're doing it with, like, little toys. Yeah, so I thought it was neat. It's kind of interesting. It just makes me wonder. I mean, I've seen the commercials for this game, but I don't really get what it is. But if you can do that, that's kind of cool. It's like you're making your own little video game movie. So I don't know if you program it to do what it is doing or if it actually does a game itself, but... Thanks for some nice video.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the end of the show for today. Hopefully we'll have some more stuff next week. You want to do tell them how they can get a hold of us if they need to? You want to do your end of the show spiel?
Why not?
Why not?
You can email us at tmroy1@gmail.com or send us a voice message by clicking on the button that says send me voice message, or subscribe by the many RSS feeds at the top of the page, or subscribe by email by entering your email into the bar on the right side of the page. It says subscribe by email.
It sure does.
And then click subscribe.
All right. Well,
and it's delivered by FeedBurner.
You're just going to keep reading things off the page, aren't you? All right. Well, that's it for the show. Your Daily at
yourdaily.blogspot.com. Sunday, 09th, 2008.
And I'll be posting stuff throughout the week, and we'll see you for next week's show.
I love you all.
Yes. Until next time, everyone.